play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Might be one of the rowdiest games from a crowd standpoint that we have all season long, with a good Moline student section in town, and we're ready for the Galesburg starting lineup.
Silver Streak
with the public address announcer Gary Mitchell.
6 foot sophomore guard number one, Ross Dylan Ross. 6 foot one sophomore guard number four, Meeker Ethan Meeker. 6 foot senior guard number 15, Jones, Denzel Jones. 6 foot one junior guard number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. And a 6 foot senior forward number 34, Parks, Tyson Parks the fourth. Majors are Maddie Reed and Rayanne Harrison. The assistant coaches, Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Ryan Hart, and Mr. Matt Pogue, and the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Referees for this contest, Mr. Joe Thompson, Mr. Jake Kilburn, and Mr. Aaron Furrow. Now let's play basketball.
Indeed, let's. If you're just tuning in wondering what the heck are they getting started so late for, it's got nothing to do with the weather. As crummy as that is for travel tonight, the sophomore game went double overtime. And Galesburg fell in that one, 71-68. Really set an exciting tone here tonight, the way that one got things started. You've got two teams on the varsity level who are 1-0 in the Western Big Six. Moline 4-2 overall, Galesburg 5-2. And Tyson Parks in the midcourt circle with Tanner Logan at 6'8 to jump center. He tips it to Brandon Weiss at 6'7. And the Maroons have the ball to start this game. It's size versus quickness here tonight. Jeff Schimmel in his second season as head coach of the Maroons. A bad pass intended on the inlet pass. Batted away, and Galesburg comes up with a steal. Grant Gibson to the right side. Denzel Jones. And a three-pointer rolls off. And the rebound fought for. And Parks and Weiss do battle down low. And it gets a tie-up. And Galesburg will get it back on the alternating possession.
First of what will be many hustle plays, I'm sure, tonight from Tyson Parks in the paint, who's got a big job handling 6'7", 6'8", the Twin Towers down there for the Maroons.
On the inbound, Devin Ross, left of the basket, finds an opening. Gibson way too strong off the backboard, and the rebound to Weiss for Moline. So the Streaks get a couple of quick looks at it in the early going. Still no score, 30 seconds into this game. On the left side, Mitch Owens, a 6'4 sophomore, along with Brandon Weiss and Tanner Logan at 6'7 and 6'8 down low. Tyler Biscontine, the 5'9 junior. Sean Hanley, the 5'9 senior. Biscontine made a huge difference, as you heard Coach Jeff Simmel say in the pregame show when he was called up to the varsity last year. Maroons started off slow, ended really hot. They won 19 games last year. And a Fellaini's violation down low. Coach Mike Reynolds was barking at it from the sideline, and he ended up getting the call. Two turnovers on the opening two possessions for Moline.
Moline wants a slow tempo. They don't want it that slow, because they just passed the ball around and never really even made a motion toward the basket.
Jones drives baseline, tries to bounce it back out to Meeker, ends up dragging his pivot foot, and the Streaks turn it over.
Great to feel the energy in here tonight. Maybe the best night of the season, certainly the best night so far. You know, the Thanksgiving tournament, it was great to be at home, but it's kind of dead. There's no band and a nominal crowd. Champagne last week, great to play in the Assembly Hall, but a very thin crowd. Tonight, it feels like a basketball atmosphere.
Wide open Mitch Owens for three, comes up well short. Grant Gibson comes up with the rebound. Moline can go into shooting lulls at times. Gibson's three-pointer from out high falls off the rim, and the rebound won by Brandon Weiss down low. Tyson Parks batted it around, had a hand on it a couple of times, but then it went behind him, and Weiss easily picked it clean. On the right side, Owens in the corner. He'll skip it back out to Sean Hanley on the outside. Dribbles around left, down the left side of the lane, scoops it away to nobody. Should have taken it all the way, but he flipped it over into the right corner, and there was nobody there coming in to help out on the rebounding in case he missed, and that's a third turnover on Moline.
Well, the reason Hanley tried to dish it off is because Tyson Parks did what he should, came off his man, came over there, and I'm sure his reputation as a shot blocker had something to do with Hanley dishing that off and throwing it out of bounds.
In the opening, Gibson out to Meeker for three. In and out, rattles off the rim. Rebound Moline as Logan fights off a couple of silver streaks.
How does that not go in the basket? Usually when it rims out and then goes around and starts to go down, it does. That time it kicked it out twice.
Still no score. We're over 2 minutes into the game. Backdoor cut. Jones gets up high and bats it away from Weiss. Knocks it out of bounds.
That might have just been instinct, but I've got a hunch Mike Reynolds had his team well prepared for that roll around on the weak side, and Denzel was right there way up in the air with that vertical leap to knock it away from the big guy.
Only two conference games in the Big Six tonight. East Moline at Quincy was canceled because of the bad weather. Here's a jumper from the outside and a foul by Logan over the back of Grant Gibson. And, again, Moline comes up empty.
Well, let's hope Moline still has lingering thoughts of what happened to them here in that Thanksgiving tournament day when they had, what, 20 points?
22 against Peoria Notre Dame.
If we can hold them to that, I like our chances tonight.
I think they were 8 for 41 in that game.
Ooh.
On the right side, Meeker drives, kicks it over into the left corner. Gibson back out to Ross, right back to Gibson on the left wing. He'll bring it back out. Streaks are going to have to shoot over that zone. Ross penetrates, finds an opening. Shot too strong off the rim. And Weiss with his third rebound for the Maroons.
Getting a number of the shots that we usually hit, but the flow of our offense good, but the result not so far. Streaks 0 of 5 from the field.
Moline 0 for 2 with 3 turnovers. Biscontine fakes left, steps right, shoots a 3 off the back of the rim. And a foul on the rebound will be against Mitch Owens, I think, as Gibson and Ross were going for the rebound. Owens comes away with a perplexed look on his face. No foul called, but it's Gillsburg's ball. Ross into the front court, right side over to Meeker. He'll swing it back around. Ross bounces it over to Gibson. Quick three off the back of the rim, and the rebound to the weak side to Meeker. Fights off Owens to come up with that one. Another chance for Gillsburg. Gibson on the left side. Down low. Baseline. Pump fake. Jones up and in.
Good look by Grant and Jones. The head and shoulder fake freed him up there. Otherwise, that shot gets blocked and the streaks are on the board.
4:35 to go in the first quarter. We finally have a score. 2-0 Gillsburg. Moline has shot 3 three-pointers, so they've prevented the guys on the inside from getting a look. Here's a travel by Biscontine on the outside. 4 turnovers on Moline. They're averaging better than 1 a minute here in the early going, and that's got to be a displeasure for Coach Jeff Schimmel.
Schimmel over there with his hands pushing him down towards the floor saying, hey, calm down, guys, calm down. His team a little wound up. Great student support from Moline tonight on the road. You don't usually see that many in the Silver Streaks. Wideout section is great for students over there.
Meeker for 3. That one rattles through. Good ball movement. They were on the right, swung it to the left. Ethan got an open look at it. It caught a lot of rim, but it dropped through, and Gillsburg leads 5-0 halfway through the first quarter. Logan out high. Right side Biscontine. He'll back away from Devin Ross. Streaks in a man defense here to start the game. Moline will play zone pretty much the entirety of the 32 minutes. Sophomore game went double overtime tonight. Great atmosphere to get things started. Here's a jumper by Biscontine outside. Misses everything, and it's out of bounds back to Gillsburg. He'll hear about that one. Moline 0 for 4, and everything they have shot has been behind the arc so far.
It's great to see the student support here, especially with Moline in town, because that's the one place when we go on the road, the Moline student section can be pretty obnoxious, and the Gillsburg students are up to the task tonight to try and quiet down those students here from Moline.
Andrew Maffey in for Mitch Owens. First substitution for either team. Jones from the baseline. Misses it. Rebound pops over to Hanley on the weak side for Moline. He'll slow it down in the backcourt. Denzel active offensively, only one basket so far. It's 5-0 Gillsburg, 3:15 to go first quarter. On the outside between the circles, Hanley swings it right over onto the wing to Maffey. Logan, backdoor look to Weiss, under the basket, steps back, too strong on the bank shot, gets it back, puts it in.
He's not going to miss many of those, but unfortunately he was in the only position that anybody could get a rebound was Weiss, who got the putback.
Well, he had Tyson Parks behind him, so when the ball came down, it came down right down to him. Tyson never had a chance at the rebound. Ross at the free throw line. Good dribble outside to get freed up for the shot. He can't knock it down on the weak side rebound to Maffey out in front. Streaks getting some good shots, good high percentage shots, just not knocking them down. 5-2 is their lead, 2:35 to go first quarter. On the outside, Maffey. Weiss, top of the circle, right side over to Biscontine. Good defense by Meeker, cutting him off in the lane. He'll give it back to Maffey on the dribble in the midcourt circle. Right side, nearly stolen away by Ross, but Handley gets to it first. Top of the circle, Logan. Swing it left over to Biscontine for three. That's Maffey, rather, and the weak side rebound after the miss to Devin Ross. 0 for 5 from three-point range. Jones on the opposite end, and the ball batted out of bounds. Parks got over the top to knock it away. And Moline will get it back after a quick miss by Galesburg on this end.
I'm a little surprised Denzel settled for the shot that time. He had a little room that he could have gone in, and he's so effective when he does that. And I think maybe that it seemed like he hesitated a little when he shot that, probably threw his shot off a bit.
Whiteout night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. As you mentioned, Jim, I don't think they, I think they really wanted referring to the gym atmosphere, not the weather. We got it on both ends.
Uh-huh.
Down low, Weiss. Good luck to Logan in the lane with the right hand up and in.
Weiss gets all the attention, 6'7". Logan actually bigger at 6'8". Not the polished player, but he's still 6'8".
Out high, ball deflected over to Grant Gibson on the near side on the wing. Now into the left corner. There's Denzel driving, gives off to Parks. Hit on the way up. Shot won't go down, but he's fouled for two free throws. Tyson at the free throw line this season. Not bad. 10 of 14, 71%. Better than he was able to accomplish last year as a junior. First foul of the game on Andrew Maffey for Moline, and that free throw shouldn't have said anything. Went off the back of the rim.
Well, Tyson was having a really solid year from the field up until the game at the Assembly Hall, where he just could not find the range inside at all in that one.
Had a tough weekend. Didn't hit many shots up at Alleman either on Friday night. He misses them both here. Still 5-4 Galesburg lead, and Weiss collects his fifth rebound already for the Maroons. Second leading rebounder in the conference at 9.6 a game, just ahead of Parks at 9.4 rebounds a game, but he shut out Tyson on the board so far. Down to 1:15 to go first quarter. Moline could take its first lead with a basket here. On the left side, Maffey skips it into Logan. Pushed away from the basket by Gibson. Steps, goes right, and travels. Tried to get Brandon, or rather Gibson, to bite on the fake. Wouldn't do it. Good defense by Gibson, and that leads to Moline's fifth turnover.
Yeah, Logan couldn't believe that call, I was a little surprised. He's got such long legs. It looked like he held his pivot foot to me, but I'll take the call.
Rock Island leads Alleman 24-7 after the first quarter up at Carver Center at Augustana.
My bet is that game won't get any closer either.
Not based on what we saw from Alleman last week. Silver Streaks won by 26, and the game wasn't that close. On the right side, Jones thought about baseline, skips it back out to Meeker for three. Looked like it was on the money. Now the ball knocked away from Weiss into the hands of Biscontine for Moline.
We always say when Ethan misses, he doesn't miss by much, and he's had two that looked for all the world like they were going in here in the first quarter, but just didn't find the bottom of the net.
Down to 30 seconds to play in quarter number one. 5-4 is the Galesburg lead. Quick look down low, left hand up and in for Moline. And it goes to Brandon Allen. 6'3 junior, and that's the first lead of the game for Moline.
Oh, Allen's thick, a real strong kid.
Galesburg trying to hold for the last shot. Here's Meeker, right side. This time he'll drive. Double pump up past Weiss. Missed it. Weiss with the rebound. 5 seconds to go. They'll have a chance to get one off here. Across midcourt. Handley for three. Off the back of the rim. 6-5 Moline after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The holiday season is here, and we all know that the best gifts come in all-inclusive packages. 2014 Cardinals all-inclusive tickets are on sale now. They feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game from Busch Stadium's most popular areas. The UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, the Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. 2014 single game all-inclusive tickets on sale now at cardinals.com/holiday.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
The shooting inside John Field Gymnasium, about as cold as it is outside. It's 6-5 Moline after one quarter. Jim, the numbers are ugly.
Yeah, I'm not sure you couldn't hit somebody with snowballs at 50 yards more often than we're throwing a ball in the basket right now. Moline, 3 of 10. We're worse, 2 of 13. A lot of rebounds to be had. Moline, 11-7 for Galesburg. Moline with 5 turnovers, just 1 for the Streaks.
Quick 3 from the outside. That won't go down. Moline hasn't knocked one down from the outside. They're 0 of 7 from behind the arc. Jones with the rebound for Galesburg. Gibson double-teamed. Lost it briefly. Saves it over to Devin Ross on the left side. They swing it around right to Ethan Meeker. Down low. Good look to Jones. Gets blocked on the way up. Knocked out of bounds by Allen, and Galesburg will keep it.
The muscle man, Brandon Allen, 6'6", and a lot of beef.
Streaks down a point. They scored the first 5. Moline ended the quarter scoring the last 6. Contact as Gibson gets off a shot on the interior. It falls off the rim. Maffey fights off some silver streaks for the rebound. Here comes Moline trying to add to the lead. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround. High arching shot from the baseline by Brandon Weiss. His second basket. It's 8 in a row for Moline, and they lead by 3 just underway in the second quarter.
Well, I like that we're not afraid to go inside, but still, if we're going to beat these guys, we're going to have to shoot better from the perimeter, and I think that'll come. It's just a matter of how late we got to get into the game before it happens.
Skip pass. They swing it around right back to Gibson. Open for 3. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Deflected
out.
Good job. Meeker gets a hand on it. Fights off the defenders. Bullet pass off Tyson Parks over to Jones in the corner. He'll skip it back out high to Meeker. Driving in the lane. One-hand floater is good.
Heck of a trip down the court for Meeker that time, keeping that ball alive, fighting between 2 guys, and then we work it back around to Meeker and a little teardrop in the paint. That was a nice piece of basketball by Mr. Meeker.
He has 5 of Galesburg's 7. A lob on the inside to Weiss. Gets it up over Parks, but missed it, and there's Meeker on the weak side for the rebound. His 3rd board of the game, leading the break to Devin Ross. Cut off on the baseline, he'll bring it back out. Ethan thought about the 3, stutter stepped and traveled.
Late call.
Yep. Thought he was going to get away with it, though. All right, first substitution for Galesburg. Logan Davis in for Tyson Parks, so the streaks get a bit smaller. It's the only substitution for Coach Mike Reynolds so far. We've got 6:19 to go in the first half. 8-7, Moline with the lead after a double overtime sophomore game. Biscontine into the front court. Moline breaks the press. Weiss down low. Skips it back out to Maffey, and he travels, faking the 3 and then dragging the foot.
Well, and I know Moline wants to be deliberate, but I've got to think that Coach Jeff Schimmel would have loved to see Vice just take. I mean, he was, 5 feet from the basket at an angle and just immediately kicked it back out. I think that's where they want the ball to be.
Ross across midcourt, left side Gibson. He'll skip it back to Devin, right side over to Meeker, and they swing it back around. Gibson into the lane, and he takes a big step forward and drags the pivot foot. Back-to-back turnovers for Galesburg. 3 in the game, under 6 minutes to go first half. Streaks down 1.
And the officials letting both teams know that they're not going to tolerate any fancy footwork here tonight. Sometimes you'll see guys get away with a lot of that, but neither team has tonight.
Lob on the inbound, thrown in among 3 white jerseys, and somehow it was Sean Hanley who came up with it for Moline, and then Jones coming from the steal from the backside gets called for the foul. That was a high lobbing pass. It kind of hung up there a long time. I don't see how Galesburg didn't get under that one. But instead, it's the first foul of the game on Galesburg. Here's a quick 3 on the right side by Biscontine. That won't go down. Rebound deflected out to Logan Davis for Galesburg. Another chance to take the lead for the Streaks. Gibson in traffic, up with the right hand and blocked out of bounds by Weiss.
And Tyler Biscontine pleading that he should have had a charge against Gibson that time, and no call. He's still barking about that.
Galesburg with another crack at it. Gibson in the lane. Scoreless tonight. Right corner. Meeker for 3. In and out again.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Ice with his 7th rebound. 5:30 to go first half. Streaks down a point. Shooting is off tonight. 2 for 13 in the first quarter. 1 of 6 in the second quarter for Galesburg. This is a team that came in shooting better than 50% on the season. And there's 2 strong on the opposite end. Maffey airballs a three-pointer over the basket. Meeker with a weak side rebound.
Really good defensive effort by Logan Davis that time. Got out on the shooter, then went down inside. He was several positions.
Here's Gibson pulling up from 10. He overthrows the basket. And the weak side rebound by Hanley. Gibson, 0-7 in the game. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. Streaks down a point. Shooting as poorly as they are on their home court, they're down a point. Moline with 6 turnovers in the game, leading by a point. So statistically, both teams deserve to be losing. Here's another miss on the other end. Meeker in the lane, big sidestep to the left, missed it. Weiss with his 8th rebound, and the poor shooting continues.
And Mike Reynolds up, clapping, applauding his team on the defensive end. He knows that's why we're still in the game, because we're playing excellent defense.
Yeah, Moline really not shooting any better either. They're 1 of 6 in this quarter. Until that shot down low, they keep getting it to Brandon Allen. He's the leading scorer in the game for Moline, now off the bench with 4, and it's 10-7.
We struggled with Decatur MacArthur's muscle man down low in that game on Saturday, and here's the big guy for Moline giving us trouble, too.
Devin Ross, bounce pass right side to Meeker, steps left, looks like he got held, drives, tries to scoop it over to Denzel Jones, who wasn't ready for it, throws it out of bounds, 4th turnover on Galesburg. Timeout Mike Reynolds, halfway through the second quarter, a full timeout. 10-7 Moline, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Keep it here, a chance to remind you, we've got Galesburg girls basketball for you tomorrow against Maine South, 2:10 for the pregame show. Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson, after a good win for the girls last night, won 2 in a row. I expected them to go down to win at Quincy. Don't know that I expected them to win by nearly 40 points, but...
Yeah, and it was good to hear Coach Massey said that he felt like he's seeing the team improve.
Yes.
The first couple of games, he wasn't so sure, and now they're starting to grasp some things. And so, the competition is going to get tougher than what it was last night. But 2 good wins, 2 good confidence builders. You need confidence when you're playing Maine South, because they always bring a good program in here.
Rock Island held Alleman to single digits in the second quarter again, and they now lead at halftime 42-16 up at Augustana College. Brandon Allen out of the game for Moline on the bench. Back in Mitch Owens for the Maroons. They definitely played better with Owens out of the game. Now here's a turnover, ball into the front court, knocked away from Tyson Parks, and Moline gets it right back. Just past the 4-minute mark of quarter number 2, it's 10-7 Moline. Maroons have the ball, trying to extend their biggest lead of the game. Biscontine out high to Hanley on the left side. They're just going to play some keep away. Streaks have settled back into a 1-3-1 zone here. They're just going to pass back and forth out high. Now the lob down low to Weiss. Gets Meeker behind him, and a foul on the way up. Will be the second foul of the game on Denzel Jones, and both of Galesburg team fouls have gone against Jones.
That was a good use of the foul, though. Denzel didn't want to give him an easy layup, and with that leaping ability, he got a lot of ball that time, but he also got a little bit of arm and put Weiss at the line.
Weiss to the free throw line, 75% on the season, but that first one's off the back of the rim. So neither team shooting well from the free throw line tonight either. It's 10-7 Moline, 3:29 to go first half. Second free throw is good. 5th point of the night for Brandon Weiss. 4-point Moline lead, 11-7. Ross across midcourt, left side Meeker. Gibson on the right side. It goes into the corner to Jones, out high to Ross, right back to Ethan. Long three, off the rim. Rebound, batted around, taken away from Jones by the bigger Logan behind it. All you got to do is reach the arms up. Denzel did everything right, did everything he could. But you can't outdo size there. Little trap in the front court. Matt Hanley gets it away over to Biscontine, and he'll reverse it back to Hanley on the left side. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Galesburg down 4. Skip pass on the right side. They bounce it into Weiss. Looking back to the outside, Hanley. Into the left corner, Owens. He draws a double team. They get it into Logan across the left side of the lane. Back out to Biscontine for 3. First perimeter shot that the Maroons have knocked down, and they've doubled up Galesburg now at 14-7. You go back to a 5-0 start for Galesburg. They've been outscored 14-2 since.
That was a perfect possession for Moline. Everybody had a touch. It comes out, and they get a 3 on the end of it.
Ross steps inside, shoots from the free throw line too strong. Rebound Logan, has it knocked away, scramble into the corner, saved by Owens. But he didn't get to it in time, and it's out of bounds back to Galesburg.
Well, Moline is taking away something we do well, and that's when we go inside. We usually have some pretty good interior passing, and we've tried that, but Moline's been quick enough and clogging the lanes. They're really not taking away our perimeter shot. We're just not hitting it at this point with 2:18 to go in the first half.
Galesburg 1 of 10 from three-point range. Now Ross cut off on the left side trying to drive baseline. He'll reverse it back out to Meeker. Now Ross with it on the wing. Looking to skip it over to Gibson. He gets it back out to Meeker near midcourt. Parks at the free throw line. Sets a screen. Ethan shoots. Partially blocked. Gets it back. Puts it up and in.
Parks kept the thing alive. In fact, I think he got knocked down as he caught a piece of the ball, knocked it back to Meeker, who took advantage and dropped it in.
And of all people, they've got Ethan Meeker leading the streaks in rebounding with six. Now Owen slips and falls on the other end, reaches out, gets the ball back, and saves it to Logan.
That was a save.
Whew. Right in front of Mike Reynolds, who's saying, how is that not a travel? So 14-9, Moline with the ball leading by five, 90 seconds to go in the first half. Owens on the outside, skips it right side over to Hanley. He'll back up, working his way left toward the arc. Now works his way back into the midcourt circle, gives off to Biscontine, the junior. They start three seniors, a junior and a sophomore in this lineup, and the starters are on the floor for both teams here. They've played a lot of this first half, very few substitutions. Minute 10 to go first half. Moline still content to pass, look for something open either on the inside or the outside, depending on what their motion can get them. Down the left side, Hanley skips it out. Owens for three. Overthrows the basket. Missed badly. Weak side rebound. Denzel Jones into the front court with the streaks down five. Ross to the right side. Meeker. He'll fire. And hits for three. Second three-pointer of the game. Meeker in double figures with 10 of Galesburg's 12 now.
Well, as we've said, he's had three other misses that did everything but go in the basket.
35 seconds to go first half. Owens on the outside between the circles, works it left. Biscontine between the circles, works right. Trying to drive on Meeker. Skips it out, intended for Bice. Off his hands, bounce pass leading to Parks. Dunk! A two-handed dunk by Tyson Parks. We're tied at 14.
Not only do you tie the game, but you do it with a big exclamation mark on the dunk.
Down to six. A floater in the lane by Hanley, and Moline regains the lead. 2 seconds. Meeker at half court. No good. 16-14 Moline at halftime. When we come back, first half statistics, individual scoring, a word with the Streaks coaching staff. Moline by two at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Dashing through the snow, decorating, baking, trips to finish up your shopping list, attending parties and get-togethers. You can manage the hustle and bustle with ease when you call Handy Van. Think of us as your sleigh this holiday season. This is Deidre Mannon, manager of the Handy Van. Nothing would delight us more than to pick you up, take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits, and bring you right back home. Spending time with family and friends is especially important during this magical time of year, and we'll do everything we can to make sure your holiday season is memorable. City of Galesburg Handy Van on the second floor of City Hall, helping you live independently.
Give the gift that lasts all season long. 2014 Cardinals ticket packs are on sale now. Choose from 5 and 10 game packs featuring 2014's top games and promotional dates. Check out the new 2013 National League Champions Pack, East Coast Pack, and the 1964 World Champions Pack. Or choose from the popular Opening Day Pack, Jersey Pack, Bobblehead Pack, and more. Ticket packs start at just $79. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent at the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This holiday, don't forget to get something for that special someone. You know the one. Their face appears in your high school yearbook directly below your name. Yeah, you! This holiday season, treat yourself to the new McCafe White Chocolate Mocha. Savor the season with the rich, creamy, and decadently sweet flavor. Made with 100% Rainforest Alliance Certified Espresso. New White Chocolate Mocha. And returning this season, Peppermint Mocha. There's something for everyone to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans. The most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Need a little Christmas?
Oh yeah, I love holiday music.
We need a little Christmas.
Find it on 105.3 KFM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Talking around the Christmas tree.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Continuous Christmas music now through Christmas Day on the Christmas Station, 105.3 KFM.
Silver Streak's boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's not pretty here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Not as pretty as it is outside with the snow. But Galesburg, despite a pretty horrendous first half statistically, trails by only two to the Moline Maroons, who didn't have such a great statistical first half themselves. It's 16-14 Moline here in game two of the Western Big Six Conference season. You know, lots of high energy. It's been entertaining to watch. It's just aren't real good numbers.
No, I think the only real surprise is how poorly the Streaks are shooting on that home court. Both of these teams' coaches begin with defense. I mean, that's always been the case in Moline, and since Mike Reynolds has come here, he's always been a defensive first guy. We've had a lot of attempts tonight, but just can't get it done so far. At least we closed that gap down from 7 points, which is great to end the half.
It was 14-7. Galesburg outscored Moline 7-2 down the stretch. Actually scored seven in a row to tie it. And then Moline got the last basket to take this two-point lead at halftime, 16-14. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, numbers?
The word miserable probably can be used again for our shooting here at halftime. The Silver Streaks are 6 of 28 from the field. That's 21%, folks.
Moline, again, a team that shoots 50% for
right.
the season.
Moline is 7 of 20, 35%. Good in comparison. But, again, the thing that the Streaks have been able to get off enough shots, if we can just capitalize on some of that volume. Rebounds, it's a bit of a surprise. Galesburg out-rebounding Moline, 18-16 at halftime. And, obviously, there's a lot of rebounds to be had when you're missing all those shots. And 8 Moline turnovers in the half, 5 for the Silver Streaks.
Galesburg only 2 of 12 from three-point range, both of those belonging to Ethan Meeker, and the Streaks missed both of their two free-throw attempts in the first half. Moline only 1 of 2 from the free-throw line and 1 of 11 from three-point range. Take a break here on the halftime show. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, and we'll look at the individual scoring numbers for both of these teams as well. When we come back at halftime, it's Moline 16, Galesburg 14. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My husband and I both work during the day, and I don't feel safe leaving her by herself.
When I was a kid, we couldn't go anywhere without my dad running into somebody he knew. He needs that social connection.
Every day, once a week, whatever your needs for adult care are, Gordon Behrendt Senior Center is the solution. For your mother or father, we can provide a chance to get out of the house and socialize. A hot meal, someone to make sure they're taking those daytime meds, and activities to look forward to. For you, the peace of mind of knowing your loved one is cared for by trained staff, the ability to work and not worry, or just have a much-needed break from being a caretaker.
Funding is available, and the staff can assist you with funding resources so you can get the help you need in a matter of days. And if you want to tour the Gordon Behrendt Senior Center, give Connie a call. She'll arrange your visit.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Behrendt Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
You can tell the difference between someone who's come to the class prior to their surgery and had the education versus those that have not.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center introduced their joint camp program back in 2006. Registered nurse Connie Young feels the program has influenced positive outcomes.
It's really about educating our patients. What's going to happen to them when they get their joint replaced? What's their care going to be like when they're in the hospital?
Joint camp is your first step to full recovery. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together. Better.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast, winter weather advisory from 3 p.m. today until 6 a.m. tomorrow. A snow emergency has been declared in Galesburg through at least 6 a.m. tomorrow and in Knoxville until midnight Sunday morning. Parked vehicles need to be moved from the city streets or they will be ticketed and or towed. Tonight, snow with 3 to 5 inches of accumulation possible. Lows getting down around 22. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 24 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Be someone special Santa this Christmas. You'll find senior trees at F&M Bank on East Main or at either Walgreens location in Galesburg. Pick a name from the tree and return the gifts before December 18th to F&M Bank or Walgreens. Details at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Moline 16, Galesburg 14 here at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Rock Island leads Alleman at the half 42-16. United Township at Quincy snowed out. They'll make that game up on January 10th. We'll see if we can work in some other scores. First, let's go down for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, well, Steve, outside of shooting better, what can we do?
You know, we want to get the game to be an 84-foot game. We got to get it sped up a little bit here. And if we make our shots, we're okay. They executed very nicely. I thought we did a great job in the half-court defense. It's a matter of us being able to score down here. When we get the chance, we got to run, too. We can't walk it up and try to set it up and go toe-to-toe to them. So in general, we got to speed the game up.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you've done a lot of things, especially on the defense, have been very well. You're forcing turnovers, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of good things down here. We're just not converting on the other end. And we get those turnovers in transition or rebound transition. We got to push the ball ahead and try to get numbers and go right at them.
Grant had a really tough first half. How do you get him going?
You just got to settle him down a little bit, tell him to stay within himself, tell him to just not force, you know, don't press, just play within yourself and let the game come to you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. I told you to try to work in some other scores. I will mention that Rockridge leads Sherrard at halftime 34-16. Rockridge will play here at John Thiel Gymnasium on January 4th. Galesburg's hosting a boys and girls shootout. Coach Mike Reynolds saying that they went ahead and finalized the schedule today. The Galesburg girls will play the first game of that shootout at 2:30. Again, that's Saturday, January 4th. And then Rockridge will play Rockford East in the game before the Galesburg boys game, which is scheduled for 8 o'clock that night. So we will get to see Wisconsin-bound Ethan Happ for the Rockets of Rockridge. And again, that's coming up on January 4th. First half scoring for Moline. Brandon Weiss led the way with 5. Brandon Allen off the bench with 4. Tyler Biscontine had 3. Tanner Logan and Sean Handley each with 2. For Galesburg, Ethan Meeker had 10. Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks each had 2. 16-14, Gibson shoots and scores from the free throw line to start off the second half. And just like that, we're tied at 16. And just like that, Grant's finally in the scorebook. And here's a travel as Galesburg puts on full court pressure and it rattles Handley on the dribble. And couldn't ask for a better start in the first 18 seconds of the third quarter.
No, especially getting Grant untracked. You know he's due to come around, but Moline's not giving him anything easy.
On the outside, Meeker, Devin Ross, Gibson, Parks, and Jones for the Silver Streaks. Jones has it in the corner. He'll skip it out to Ross, bounces it over to Grant. Wide open right corner, Meeker for 3, a little bit long. Weak side rebound, Jones over the top of Handley, up and under from the weak side.
That patented Denzel up and under finish, and he nearly has another steal right here.
And Galesburg regains the lead at 18-16. And Joe Thompson's pointing the other direction, and Galesburg does force the turnover.
And Moline inbounded, and nobody ever touched the ball, and it went out in the corner.
Gibson out high to Devin Ross. Streaks back on top for the first time since early in the first quarter. Now Gibson forces one up over Weiss. It's blocked in the rebound by Mitch Owens. And Moline will slow it down, bringing it into the front court. Handley with it now, working left, picked up by Jones. He'll reverse direction back to Logan, who shot only one time in the first half, making his only shot attempt. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Galesburg back on top, 18-16, for the first time since they were up 5-4. Owens on the outside, left side over to Handley. Moline led by as many as 7 in the second quarter. Galesburg scored 7 in a row. Moline got the last basket to take that 2-point halftime lead after leading almost the entire second quarter. On the outside, Biscontine skips it back out to Handley near half court and now over to Owens on the left side. We played a minute and a half of the third quarter. Moline still looking for its first shot in the second half. On the right side, Biscontine dribbling against Meeker. Skips it way out high and over and cutting Owens to the basket. And 3 turnovers in 3 possessions for Moline. That's very similar to how they started the game and they recovered there.
Now Biscontine with both hands runs all his fingers through his hair and looks down after that one. Looking at Owens like, why did you do that? Streaks good defense, made him play with the ball too long.
In the lane, quick jumper by Gibson from the free throw line, no. And the rebound under the basket by Logan, and then he's fouled from the backside by Meeker, who went up over the top of Maffey trying to get that rebound on the weak side, and then fouled coming back inbounds. That's his first of the game. So Gibson trying to get involved offensively here in the second half. He shot quickly his first bucket of the game and now has missed the last two. And Moline will spread it out and slow it down in the front court again. Under 6 minutes to go, third quarter, Galesburg by two. On the outside, Maffey. Quick jumper for three. Swished it. Gave him too much time to look it and measure it. Moline back on top by one, 19-18.
Now this game really has been a chess match, and neither team can get very comfortable by making a basket or two because they know the other one's going to be coming back.
Here's Meeker. He'll try to answer. And he does from three-pointer range on the weak side, on the right side on the wing.
I'm a little surprised. I don't think they're really showing Meeker a whole lot of respect out there. They're letting him have that shot. And while he was missing some in the first half, they've got to know that he can just kill him if he gets hot.
On the outside, Vice. Outside of his range, he's going to try to put the ball on the floor and drive on Tyson Parks. And Parks gets called for a hand check, and that'll be his first foul.
He's done a terrific job tonight on Vice. He's been in front of him most of the time, and not too many people want to try and lob over Tyson because he jumps so well.
5:05 to go, third quarter, 21-19, Galesburg by two, Moline with the ball. On the outside, on the left, on the baseline, they bounce it into Vice. Trying to post up on Parks, skips it back on the high-low. Ross with the block on Hanley, and it goes right back to Hanley for the rebound. Good quick feet to get Ross up into the air with the block. Hanley dribbles it all the way out near midcourt in front of the scoring table. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Galesburg by two, 21-19. Down low to Vice, juggled it, probably prevented him from getting an open shot. He skips it out high to Biscontine. Trying to work around the Logan screen on the high-low down two. Logan gets blocked by Parks. Jones comes up with a rebound, tries to lead the break. Dumps it off to Meeker, in for the basket.
Been trying to make that happen all night, and we finally get one in transition to go up four.
And it started with a block on the defensive end, and Jones leading the break into the front court. Galesburg by four. Their biggest lead was five to start off the game. Vice on the outside, up top to Maffey, steps right. He'll give way to Hanley, who will bring it back out on the dribble. Now back to Biscontine. He's open outside the basket, but a little too far out, comfortable to shoot. They'll get it left side over to Hanley for three. That's off the front of the rim. Good rebound by Vice, and he puts it up and in. Cutting down the lane, the ball actually went over the top of Vice a little bit, but he reached back, collected it with the right hand, and followed it up.
Yeah, the shot was missed badly, but Vice just in the right place at the right time.
Here's Parks driving in. He gets blocked, puts it back up, another block, and this time a foul on Vice. And he's frustrated. He thought he had a clean one. He got one clean. Oftentimes when you go right back at the guy, you won't get him clean twice, and the officials did call Vice for his first foul on the second follow-up.
And Parks missed his first two attempts in the first half from the line. Hits this one.
With that blocked shot going right back to Tyson Parks, that was his first rebound in this game. Tells you a lot about what the size on the inside has done to negate his rebounding ability. Second free throws off the back of the rim. Gibson gets in underneath Logan, creates havoc, knocks the ball loose. It goes out of bounds, and Galesburg's going to get it back.
Gibson got his body underneath the big guy, and he was trying to reach around for the ball, and then it just trickled out of bounds, and so the Streaks get it.
Into Meeker, left side of the lane, missed it. Parks up high for the rebound. Man. He gets undercut by Maffey, and a foul called on Maffey will be his second.
My heart stopped there for just a second because I had visions of what happened under that basket a few years ago in the same game against Moline.
Well, except this time it was Tyson going down front forward.
Yes.
And I was afraid his face was going into the lane. They get it down to Tyson in good position, and he ended up traveling, and it negates the basket. First turnover of the second half for Galesburg. 24-21 Streaks. Moline with the ball, and off the leg of Hanley and out of bounds. Moline turns it over under the Galesburg basket.
Well, Coach Jeff Schimmel pretty patient, but after that one, he's got both palms stretched to the heavens right now asking what the heck was that all about.
A terrible pass on the inbound. Hanley never had a chance, and now a high pass lobbed into Ross, and Maffey gets in front of him trying to undercut him and get the steal, and that's the third foul now on Maffey, And Moline has quickly collected three team fouls here in the third quarter.
Owens quickly comes back in to replace Maffey.
Keeping an eye on the Rock Island Alamans score, not that we're questioning the outcome, just watching how bad it's going to get.
Well, like we said, the Quincy game got called off tonight because of the weather.
Top of the circle, Ross skips it left side over to Meeker. He was open. He drives inside, cut off of the baseline, hesitates, dishes it over to Jones from 17, in and out. Rebound, Parks knocked away from him, and the loose ball picked up by Maffey. Rather, that was Biscontine who picked it up. Tyson did everything right, but just a lot of contact. He couldn't hang on to the ball.
He had a guy on either side of him. He was the first one to the ball, but just couldn't quite pull it in.
Logan between the circles. Left side Hanley. Down low. Vice knocked away. Ross picks it up. Turnover. Meeker at the other end to Gibson, up and in. And a foul. And a foul. Logan cutting in from the opposite side. Got a hand on it. And it's a chance at a three-point play. What a pass from Meeker.
Greg Gibson's had a tough night on offense, no question, but he's been tough on the defense. That time he created that turnover, bodying up, poking it away, and then he filled the lane well as Meeker found him on the weak side, and now let's see if we can't get three, and we do.
Five in the quarter for Gibson, Ant in the game. He's passed Ted Trueblood, and he's got Sean Hanlon in sight for 11th on the all-time scoring list. Tough pass on the inside. Parks knocks it loose. Scramble on the floor. Vice gets a hand on it, and Jeff Schimmel calls timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg has opened up a six-point lead, its biggest of the night.
And they've done it on the strength of finally being able to get out and go with it a couple of times and get a few layups here. Just weren't able to break free in that first half, and it's tough against this Moline defense, but you do it when they turn it over. We force those turnovers, and that gives us the opportunity to get down the court.
14 points in the first two quarters for Galesburg, 13 in 5.5 minutes of the second half.
Yeah. When you know, we got off to that good start, and then Moline went on that 14-2 run. Now we're having a bit of a run. Let's hope that Moline doesn't have one in them. Still a long way to go, 2:35, third quarter.
Coming out of the Moline timeout, keep in mind Moline built that 7-point lead in the second quarter. And then Galesburg scored 7 in a row to tie it back up late. So the lead can't evaporate quickly. Galesburg will have to protect here, keep the good defense going here with Moline coming out of the timeout. A skip pass right side, Owens for 3, and they left him wide open. And after some bad shots in the first half, he knocks that one down for his first of the night, and it cuts the lead in half to 3.
Maybe the biggest shot of the night so far for Moline. Streaks had all
and
the
for
momentum
Owens.
Up 6, and he hits a big one.
Left side Meeker. He'll try to answer. That one's way too long, and the rebound under the basket to Owens. There was this time when Parks actually had an advantage under the basket, but Owens got better position, and now Moline trying to cut the three-point lead down to 1 or maybe tie. Owens gives off to Hanley. A pass right to both of them at the same time. Now Owens with it back on the near sideline. Up top to Vice, outside the arc. 1:45 to go third quarter, 27-24 Galesburg.
Meeker doing a really nice job on Biscontine. He is not letting him get free.
Back into the game, Brandon Allen, and a push foul called on Galesburg on the opposite side, sending Biscontine to the deck.
Yeah, Ross just flat out, he stuck his arms out there and just ran over him.
That's his first, 13 foul on the streaks here in the second half. Moline has 4 team fouls, and the Maroons will inbound from the left of their own basket. Hanley to pull the trigger, gets it in, and Allen wasn't looking for it, but he gets to the loose ball first. Now back to Owens, and coming out high, Hanley to take the dribble. Guarded by Ross, picks up his dribble, in trouble. Good defense by Devin. He passes it away to Owens, who's now double-teamed on the sideline, and another timeout called by Jeff Schimmel, who's unhappy that his team put Owens in that position, and he burns the second 30-second timeout.
Yeah, he's barking at him right now, going to try and get the spacing right for that Moline team. Well, not much has happened outside of that three-pointer since the last time out from Owens.
12 turnovers in the game for Moline, only 6 for Galesburg. Shooting has picked up a little bit here in the second half. I've got Galesburg, 5 of 10, I believe, Jim. That's back to the 50% that we're used to seeing them through the first 7 games of the season, if I'm right.
Let's see. I've got 11 for this quarter you're talking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, and we hit 4 of our first 7, but then have cooled off a little bit, just one of the last 6.
You got Moline 3 of 6, so they're shooting 50% as well, but turning over 4 times has denied them some opportunities. All right, coming out of the 30-second timeout, Owens to inbound, right in front of his own bench, out high to Hanley between the circles. Now Weiss, looked like he stutter-stepped with it outside the arc. He'll skip it over into the corner. Owens again for three, missed everything in front of the rim. Gibson gets the rebound. Not sure if the Streak's got a block on that one or not. Here's Grant for three, off the back of the rim. Rebound batted around. Briefly, Meeker had it, but Allen controls for the Maroons.
I think Denzel Jones got a piece of that one down here in the corner off Owens the last time down.
Now Owens with it on the left side. Weiss hits the deck, guarded by Gibson and Parks on the inside. He's back up quickly. Hanley on the outside. Now gets a device over on the left side. He'll give way to Biscontine, who dribbles it all the way out to the midcourt circle. Now Hanley, left side over to Owens. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Moline down three with the ball.
They may be content to take the final shot of the quarter the way they're rotating here.
See if the Streaks can get in there and create some havoc, having forced 12 Maroons turnovers already. Owens standing unguarded up the near sideline. Nobody within 15 feet of him. Now Gibson comes out to force the dribble with 22 seconds to go. Allen guarded by Jones, back out to Hanley with Ross on him. Hanley, Ross out high, or rather Allen with it. Now over to Weiss for three, and it's good.
Wow, surprised he took that, but the Moline faithful happy he did.
Ties the game, Gelsberg with 4 seconds. Meeker to answer, off the front of the rim. Loose ball rebound off the floor. Moline heaves, and that's the end of quarter number three. Moline scores 6 in a row to tie it up at 27 after three quarters. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Pratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Gelsberg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Pratty, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Gelsberg today.
Next up for the Gelsberg girls basketball team is a date with always tough Park Ridge, Maine South tomorrow afternoon. Join Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson for the broadcast starting at 2:10 tomorrow here on WGIL.
Gelsberg forces a turnover on the Moline possession, and as Grant Gibson crosses half court into the front court, Owens reaches in from the backside, pokes it out of his hand out of bounds, and Joe Thompson gives it back to the Maroons. Tough call that goes against Gelsberg. Now Brandon Allen on the opposite side in trouble. Dribbles between the defenders. Biscontine for three. Rattles through. It popped off the glass, rattled around, and the roll that Ethan Meeker has not gotten on those shots goes down for Moline, and the Maroons have scored 9 straight to take a 3-point lead. Meeker driving in from the right side. Baseline gives it off to Jones. Ups it in.
This game starting to resemble the sophomore game, which went double overtime as the teams went back and forth. And this one looks like it's going right down to the wire as well.
Here's Owens driving in, draws contact, misses the shot. Rebound batted around, and Biscontine handles it and brings it all the way back out to reset. Good move by Owens. It was open from the outside, then he just didn't finish. Now Biscontine loses the handle on it, driving in from the right side, and Moline turns it over for the 13th time.
Now Biscontine had the move. He actually had a step on the back door cut on Meeker, but Hanley just led him a little bit too much in the Moline turnover. This is such a big game for Gelsberg on their home court early in the season in conference play. You really need this one.
Davis gets tripped up on the baseline. Somehow the shot, the ball gets away to Grant Gibson. He gets blocked on the way into the basket. Contact, no foul. Weiss brings down the loose ball.
Yeah, he hit the floor hard, so I'm sure he got to say, okay, that's the way it's going to be. All right.
63-19, Rock Island going into the fourth quarter. They held Alleman to 3 points in the third quarter, outscored him 21-3. Down low, Allen trying to post up Denzel Jones. He just backed him all the way up, then missed the shot, and Gibson gets the rebound.
Yeah, Denzel's giving away 100 pounds in that matchup.
Here's Gibson down the lane, gives it over to Davis for the cutback and the layup. Ellsberg back on top by one, 31-30. And a timeout called by the Streaks with 6:11 to go in the fourth quarter.
Good look by Grant and a nice finish by Logan Davis sliding down on that baseline. And if you see your teammate make a move to the basket from the wing, you should always go in there because if that defense comes on him, he drops it down. It's pretty easy 2 points.
And a nice job by Logan cutting in pretty hard to the basket to float that one up as softly as he did off the backboard.
Well, 30-second timeout all that was taken here, and this game is everything that we thought it might be. The tempo's starting to pick up a little bit, yep, which should favor the Silver Streaks. We'll see.
Remember how Moline came down here and dominated Galesburg for 3.5 quarters last year before Galesburg put on a furious rally at the end of the game, scored the last 11 points, and ended up losing by one. Coach Mike Reynolds said when we talked to him in the pregame, we got a lot of guys back from that team, and they remember. And right now they lead by one with 6:11 to go in the game. Moline finished very strong after a very poor first half in the Western Big Six. Lost their first four games. They break the Galesburg pressure here. Owens on the outside. Biscontine now handling in the midcourt. Basketball that is the circle. Driving down the left side. Meeker cutting off Hanley. They reverse it back to Biscontine. Now Owens with a head fake, drags the pivot foot. 14 turnovers on Moline. A chance for Galesburg to try to build a cushion here.
And that one right in front of Moline coach Jeff Schimmel. He wasn't upset with the official. He knew his man had moved his feet.
Gibson, Ross, Parks, Jones, and Meeker for Galesburg. Biscontine, Hanley, Logan, Owens, and Weiss for Moline. 1-3-1 zone defense. Here's Meeker working his way in. Out to Gibson for three. Good!
He's been waiting for that one to go down all night. And he pumps his fist. Hopefully there's more where that came from.
Looked good when he let it go. First three-point basket of the night for Gibson, who has eight in the game. 5:20 to go. Streaks by four. Between the circles, Hanley. Now Owens with it on the left side. They'll bring it back out to Logan. Gibson reaches in, knocks it loose. Loose ball picked up. Parks to Jones. Fouled on the way into the basket by Biscontine, and Denzel will get two free throws.
And Moline fans incredulous, wondering how there wasn't a foul call on that.
Yep. Gibson got in underneath of Logan. Reached in, popped it loose. Led the break to the other end. And to the throw line goes Denzel Jones. First free throw up and rattles it through. Denzel only 52% on the season, but he got a friendly roll there.
Andrew Maffey going to come back in. The biggest of the big kids for Moline. 6'8", Tanner Logan will sit down.
After Moline regained the lead at 30-27, Galesburg has scored eight in a row to take a 5-point lead with 5:07 to go in the game. That answers the Moline 9-0 run, and Galesburg has now scored nine straight on its own. 36-30 streaks. Full court pressure again. Meeker guarding Weiss. He lobs it over. Now down low. Allen on the full court pass. Blocked by Tyson Parks out of bounds.
Well, Allen took just a little bit too long. He saw Jones go by him. I don't think he knew that Parks was there. He goes up, and Tyson, as he does so often, timed it perfectly. Galesburg student body thrilled with that one.
Hanley after the inbound pass from Maffey. Ball went out of bounds on the block, so Moline does keep possession under 5 minutes to go in the game. Good defense by Meeker out high. Jones coming from the backside, knocks it loose, and it's out of bounds on Allen for Moline. Four turnovers in the quarter, 16 for the game for the Maroons.
Jones has been a pest, and he has to be. He's been trying to guard Brandon Allen, giving away all that size. All you can do is try and get your hand in there before the big guy grabs the ball, and that's exactly what Jones did there.
Here's Meeker with it on the left side. Now he'll dribble it back out. Galesburg matching its biggest lead. Long three by Ethan. Oh. Off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound, Gibson. In, up, and good. 8-point Galesburg lead, biggest of the night for the Streaks at 38-30 as we approach crunch time halfway through the fourth quarter. Between the circles, right side pass from Biscontine back to Hanley. Hanley on the dribble, guarded by Ross. Runs into Parks, he'll skip it back out instead to Maffey. Guarded by Gibson, and a reach foul called on Grant.
Quick whistle call by Joe Thompson. Mike Reynolds with a smile on his face, rather a wry smile. That's only the first foul of the game on Gibson and only the fourth on Gelsberg.
A bit of a Bronx cheer from the Moline faithful, who thought Gibson should have got a foul out in the same spot a couple of possessions ago.
On the inbounds, Biscontine. Ross was ready to steal that one at half court, and Biscontine hung on to the ball as he started to pass it away. Now he has a dribble between the circles, working left into traffic. Lost the handle on it. He saves it over to Hanley on the wing. Right side over to Maffey, open for three off the back of the rim. Rebound, woo! And going up high for it is Parks.
Wow, was he up there for that one.
Gibson will bring it into the front court. Stops at the top of the arc, scoops it over to Meeker. Skips it up top over to Ross. Skips it right back onto the right side to Meeker. Driving, contact by Allen on the floor, and a foul called on Allen will be his first of the night.
Yep. Meeker tried baseline, and Allen, you know, kind of cut him off. He just got that big body over there and didn't quite get there in time. He picks up the foul, and so Logan comes back in as Allen goes out.
3:33 to go in the game. Gelsberg by 8, 38-30. Inbound from Gibson up top. That was a 16 foul on Moline. Ross on the dribble out high. Quiet night offensively for Devin. He's shot only three times, has not scored. But he's played terrific defense out high. Meeker on the right side. Ross over to left side. Gibson driving in. Scoop shot with the right hand won't go. Weiss made him alter the shot and then collected the rebound. That would have been big for Gelsberg to go up 10. Instead, it's Moline with the ball down 8. 3 minutes to go in the game. Into the front court, Hanley pulls up, top of the arc, had his foot on the line, missed the shot, rebound Meeker. He's got 7 boards. Ethan into the front court, looking to drive, gets it over to Gibson for 3. That one's short. Rebound batted around on the floor. Gibson out high, down low, off Ross's foot, kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Moline.
That truly looked like a pinball machine in there that time. That ball was going off people's shins and finally off somebody's hand and swooping out of bounds. The Streaks keep it back.
Down low, Meeker misses the one-hander. Gibson with a putback. That rolls off. Rebound off the floor, out of bounds, back to Moline.
Wow, what a trip. I've completely, my stat sheet is a mess after that trip. Streaks had so many chances.
Still
and really
lead by
close
eight.
Range.
They've taken a minute off the clock, haven't extended the lead despite some chances. Moline breaks the full court press. Weiss misses a baseline shot, and Parks covers up the rebound. Now Gelsberg with a chance to try to build on the lead again. Still leading by 8. 38-30. Down low. Spin move by Jones. He's cut off. Out to Gibson. Driving in and a reach in as Grant moves to the basket. He's going to get a couple of free throws here as Moline has put Gelsberg in the bonus now with its 17th foul.
Now that possession was a kind of tough call because you look up there with just over 2 minutes left. You think, well, should we pull it out here and work the clock? But, you know, I think Mike Reynolds knows that. That's what Moline loves, that tempo, and he hates to slow his team down now after they build a little lead here, even though Gibson misses the first free throw.
Only the second free throw attempt of the night for Grant Gibson. He's finally found double figures with 10. Trying to put Gelsberg up 9 here, and the second free throw rattles out. Parks goes up high over the top of Weiss and gets called for the foul.
Boy, two big misses at the free throw line
well,
there.
Well, 3 trips down the floor. Gelsberg has had a chance to get this lead into double figures and have not done so. 5 team fouls on Gelsberg, second of the night on Parks, with 2:15 to go in the game.
Moline's had some good looks. Hanley missed a 3-pointer, and then Weiss missed a wide-open baseline shot.
Skipping it, losing it in the backcourt. Maffey, no-look pass, and now Ross gets popped in the face as the ball went off Tyson Parks, and Ross into the front court trying to help out, and he got smacked in the face, and I think it's going to be Ross shooting the 1-1 after he comes over to the bench to have a look.
Yeah,
that's the fourth foul of the game on Maffey after their 17th turnover.
You know, Jeff Schimmel doing his best of Frank Dexter over there, laying out one of his players. Andrew Maffey really hearing it coming off the court as they send in the replacement. I look over at Schimmel. He looks like Max Armstrong, the farm broadcaster. Have you ever seen Max Armstrong?
I have.
That's Jeff Schimmel over there.
Well, I've never really thought about that.
I've never seen Max quite that upset, though. He's never coached high school basketball.
Devin Ross to the free throw line, looking for his first points of the night. 75% free throw shooter, missed it.
Oh, he just keep missing opportunities. Let's go, guys.
And on the 1-1 bonus, Moline rebounds. Brandon Weiss gets his 12th board of the night. Under 2 minutes to go in the game.
Oh,
and the Streaks poke one away.
That.
Parks to Ross. Now he loses it driving down the lane as Hanley reached in and poked it away. And then Hanley got his hand jammed
as he reaches down, doubled over, and he is in pain, holding his right hand, and he runs away from everybody, grimacing badly. So the turnover, and then Galesburg can't get the transition out of it. And I think the ball ended up out of bounds. I think they ended up calling it no foul. I think they just called it a dead ball. But
I mean, we had the clear steal of the two-on-one, but the great effort by Moline. They wouldn't let us get it easy. Poked the ball away. We end up losing it out of bounds. So we've created turnovers. We've had opportunities. We're still stuck on 38, but the good news is Moline hasn't moved off 30 in a while.
Boy, Hanley is doubled over, holding that right hand still in pain, as Galesburg's trainer, Coach K, looks at him down there.
And they just got Hanley back. Another steal.
Another turnover after Moline got the ball back. This is Ross into the front court. Gibson going to fire the three. It's good.
All right.
Did Grant want that one or what? After Galesburg had a chance to get it into double figures three straight times down the floor, he was determined to knock that one down.
Now, the Streaks' defense has been the difference down the stretch. Moline just can't hardly get a shot off. We have just taken it right out of their pockets.
They can't even get it within 15 feet of the basket. Another near steal, but Logan gets a shot off from the baseline and missed it. Parks gets his fifth rebound in the second half, and here comes Galesburg. Right side, Meeker. In the lane, a right-handed teardrop up and in. Got the friendly roll from the baseline. Mike Reynolds out with a huge smile on his face, bringing the team to the huddle. With a 13-point lead, a minute three to go.
Who would have thought we'd find out this much, but it's all started with the defense. Great defense creates good offense, especially for this team. Picks up their tempo, and Moline having to take a few more chances defensively now, too, and the Silver Streaks attacking the basket with a lot more confidence. Silver Streaks are in great physical condition. They're playing is with as much energy as they did when this game started.
Aided by six Moline turnovers here in the fourth quarter, the Streaks have scored 16 straight points. Moline, after falling behind by six late in the third quarter, 27-21, scored nine straight. Last six of the third quarter, a three-pointer to start the fourth quarter by Tyler Biscontine. They were up 30-27, and they haven't scored since. 16 consecutive points by Galesburg for a 13-point lead. And they are quickly out of the full timeout with a minute three to go in the game.
From the very get-go, this game has been a game of streaks.
Yeah.
By both teams. And I guess you want to have the last one, and the Silver Streaks certainly are. With one, well, unless Moline rips off 13 or 14 points here in a minute, which would be a tragedy, but I guess strange things have happened. We'll see what transpires here. Moline has the ball right out a minute to go.
Biscontine across midcourt. Takes him 6 seconds just to get it across midcourt. Right side spinning. Maffey out. Quick three by Biscontine. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked around. Out of bounds. Last touch by Moline. Streaks get it back.
You know, Parks is all over that rebound. If it comes off the conventional way, he was way up in the air, but the ball hung on the rim a little bit. Got knocked out of bounds. But still goes to Galesburg.
43-30. Galesburg looking to go 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference and stay tied with Rock Island at the top. Gibson breaks the Moline press into the front court. Devin Ross is fouled immediately by Maffey, and he's out of the game now. That's foul number five. He fouls out with 5 points. And Ross will go to the free throw line, trying to atone for the miss earlier on the last trip down the floor.
And Maffey's probably saying, do I got to go back over there and talk to Coach Schimmel again? I'd rather stay out here. But that's it for him tonight.
Galesburg has missed three straight from the free throw line. When they had opportunities to build this lead a little bit earlier. Darius Martin, a 6'3 freshman, into the game. And keeping in mind Sean Hanley out of the game with some kind of hand injury. Ross misses another free throw. And Martin into the game immediately picks up a rebound. Galesburg up 13. Shot down low, won't go. Rebound put back by Logan. And Moline calls a quick timeout with 33 seconds to go in the game. And that finally snaps the 16-point Galesburg run.
Most of the Moline faithful putting the coats on, getting ready for the long trip home in the snow, although they should probably run out of snow, I would think, in 10 or 15 miles, unless it's drifted a little farther north than they thought it would.
Biscontine, or rather Hanley, is still pacing down in the tunnel to our left. He has his right hand heavily iced and a towel over his face now. He's talking with one of the Moline sophomore coaches, but the good news is he's up, he's walking around.
Well, and you wonder,
he was in some real pain there earlier.
Yeah, because, I mean, jamming your finger hurts a lot, but usually doesn't continue, you know, quite to the point of
putting a towel on your head and still grimacing
and
like
being
that.
Doubled over in pain.
Yeah. In fact, they're taping the fingers together right now, so he may have a dislocation or something there. He's been holding it enough to where you can't really get a good look at it.
33 seconds to go in the game, coming out of the Moline timeout. 43-32, the Maroons will go for a steal here on the inbound. That was their first basket since very early in the fourth quarter. Galesburg still leading by 11 with the ball. Devin Ross to the left of the Moline basket will try to trigger over, under, or aside from Logan. And they get it into Jones in front of the Moline bench. Gets it back to Devin. And now he'll be fouled by Biscontine, bringing it across midcourt. They're gonna go after Ross as much as they can. He's missed the front end of two straight one-and-ones.
Well, as a point guard, that's something that can't happen.
Right. Well, he came in shooting 75% from the free throw line, but
in this game, fortunately, he missed another one.
But in the double bonus, he at least gets another one.
Well, again, this one you can get away with it. In a really tight game, it would be very costly. There, he hit the second one.
That's his first point of the night. Ross coming in, averaging exactly 10 a game. Galesburg by 12, 44-32. 20 seconds to go. A long three by Piscatine, and he knocked it down. That may be the toughest shot he took all night.
Uh-huh.
On the move to the right, over a Galesburg hand in his face, and he swished it. And another Moline timeout. They got one more.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and that was exactly what that shot was. And it was nothing but net from, well, that was out in Lindauer land, if you remember that name from Moline a few years ago.
A lot of people trying to forget that name. He caused a lot of problems for a lot of teams in the Western Big Six.
And his own team a few times. But yeah. I'll tell you what, there's not been many guys come through that could shoot it from long range like he could when he got hot.
Galesburg leads it here, 44-35. The boys do not play tomorrow. The girls do. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with pregame coverage of Galesburg and Maine South at 2:10 tomorrow afternoon, depending on how well things are running on time there. Galesburg boys taking on Quincy next Friday night. Iowa-Illinois shootout next Saturday night, 5 o'clock. Latest start that the Streaks have had, and that's a testament to the high expectations that people have for this team. We got a tough draw and a highly visible spot in that shootout next Saturday night, and then they'll be off until heading to Taylorville on December 26th. Streaks came inbounds. They use one of their remaining two timeouts.
Greg Gibson telling Devin Ross, go ahead and feed me that ball. He fought for position times, and Ross was just still not comfortable throwing it to him because the man was right on Gibson's back, and I think Grant said, hey, get it my way. I'll grab the thing.
Think he might. Grant's that kind of kid.
Yeah,
I think
right.
He would.
And I think that's exactly what he's saying to his teammate there. Hey, trust me a little bit.
Mentioned that the Streaks are heading to Taylorville on December 26th. We got that schedule this week. Streaks will open against Rochester. We're talking to Coach Mike Reynolds ahead of the game, as we always do, and we talked a little bit about that tournament. He said he saw where Rochester lost 60-19 the other night. So that's a good sign for Galesburg's opener.
Yeah, I'd rather play him in basketball than football.
Absolutely. Now Gibson gets held from behind by Martin on the inbound. So Grant will shoot two free throws.
You know, Rochester's kind of like all of them. Every year, I mean, if they do have guys playing both ways, their basketball team isn't going to start till after Thanksgiving because they win the state title in football every year.
Gibson to the free throw line, one of three from the stripe tonight. He has 8 points in the quarter, 13 for the game, and now 14 as he makes the free throw.
Well, the Silver Streaks' big run made it a bit of an anticlimactic finisher in the last 2 minutes. All the faithful pretty well filed out. Student bodies long since gone. Folks from Galesburg, though, sticking around for the final buzzer to do some celebrating.
Can't call anybody a fair weather fan tonight, can we? If they came to this game, here's Biscontine with a runner from 3-point range, and he drains that one. So he's making his numbers look good here late. 3 for 3 from behind the arc in the fourth quarter. 12 points on the game, and Moline has used its final timeout, trailing by 8 with 12 seconds to go.
Biscontine, a good player. He's only 5'9". Looks smaller than that amongst all those tall teammates that he has, but I like he just really plays with a lot of heart. And, I mean, he's 5'9", and he's, I don't know, maybe 150 pounds, maybe.
Yeah.
But he just really plays hard. He sticks his nose in there, and he's not afraid to take big shots, and I like him. He's not had a real good night until those last couple of threes, but I think as the season's gone along, he is their number two scorer, I think, after Vice.
Well, and everybody And across the board says when Tyler Biskentine got entered into the starting lineup for Moline last year as a sophomore, that as much as anything turned their season around. Jeff Kimmel and I were talking about their trip up to the DeKalb Holiday Tournament last year. He said we were 2-5, 3-5, something like that, going to that tournament. And he said we came out 500 after it was done. And I remember they went all the way to the title game and played tough, ended up losing in the title game. And that as much as anything turned him around. Now the streaks go a silly pass. Book to Biskentine after the steal, but he missed that three. Ross gets the rebound, gets tied up in the alternating possession, stays with Galesburg.
Yeah, we got baited into that one. If you're going to throw that pass, you got to throw it faster to Meeker, who broke off there. But Weiss was just laying in the weeds, and the big guy came over and easily stole it.
Bounce pass on the inbound to Meeker. Tries to dribble away from Owens. Gets it into the front court, and that'll be the end of the game. 46-38. Galesburg 6-2 now. 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Moline drops to 4-3 and 1-1 in the conference. We'll have the postgame show, including an interview with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Save yourself the holiday shopping migraine and get everyone MasterCard gift cards from Tompkins State Bank. They come in any size, and through the end of the year, you'll pay no fees when you get them at Tompkins State Bank. Member FDIC.
You're out shopping and your car breaks down. No time to waste. Call Berg's Towing, 343-4949. Berg's Towing, Galesburg or Monmouth. Better than the best, cheaper than the rest.
She wants a camera for Christmas. A good camera. Axe Lines in Monmouth is the area's only authorized Canon dealer with top-of-the-line Canon cameras, photo printers, and more. Axe Lines, next to Save a Lot on North Main in Monmouth.
Race into the pit stop for one-stop detailing, towing, oil changes, and mechanical work. Call 297-4567 for the pit stop. Corner of Main and Chambers, Galesburg.
If you're shopping for beautiful handmade quilts and gifts, or you're a quilter looking for fabrics, patterns, notions, and classes, visit the Quilting Bee at the corner of Farnham and Knox Streets in Galesburg. Special orders and gift certificates available, too.
Shop Casey's Party Creations in downtown Galesburg for stocking stuffers, ornaments, and box mint chocolates that'll remind you of the Rockaway candies of long ago. And don't forget Casey's Party Creations for your New Year's Eve party supplies.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Have you ever wondered why a Coke from McDonald's just seems to taste so good? Maybe it's because it's just a dollar. Or maybe it's because it takes you back to... and makes you think of. And when you pair it with your favorite McDonald's meal, you just feel like saying, ah. Coke and McDonald's go perfectly with any moment. And any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is a dollar at McDonald's. So there's even more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The official WGIL forecast, winter weather advisory from 3 p.m. today until 6 a.m. tomorrow. A snow emergency has been declared in Galesburg through at least 6 a.m. tomorrow and in Knoxville until midnight Sunday morning. Parked vehicles need to be moved from the city streets or they will be ticketed and or towed. Tonight, snow with 3 to 5 inches of accumulation possible. Lows getting down around 22. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 24 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg with a real solid conference victory here tonight, 46-38 over the Moline Maroons. Galesburg now 2-0 in the conference, 6-2 overall. And the coach is with us now. Our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And Jim Lee is with Mike Reynolds.
Coach, congratulations. You got a very hard-fought win, one you needed to get at home early in the conference season. And I said hard-fought. Those kids went right down to the wire.
Yeah, that's as good of a game as we've had here in a long time. And defensively, we played extremely well. You know, they followed the plan. You know, I think you look at a guy with Tyson Parks is 5'9", guarding a guy that's 6'7", and not only guarding him, but, you know, they were gassed at the end. We just continued to fight and continue to push, and proud of our defense. Man, that was good.
We were talking about how well-conditioned we thought your team looked at the end of this game. When Tyson's going up for the rebounds, his hands are as high as they were in the first quarter. Meeker kept after it a number of times on the offensive end. I mean, you're playing as hard at the end as you were at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, our guys just were relentless. I know they were a little disappointed the way they shot the ball, you know, but you got to win games where you're not perfect offensively, and we gutted that out. You know, a guy like Devin Ross who played as good a defense on Hanley as anybody's seen all year. You know, he was, you know, for a guy that, you know, is a sophomore, never been really in these battles, he's just fought and was toughness and played 32 minutes and ended with 1 point. But, you know, he affected the game as much as you can scoring 1 point. He was tremendous.
The big stat of the night, the shooting percentages were pretty similar. You actually out-rebounded them by a few, but that turnover count, we had them with 21 and you with 8. And a lot of those turnovers, 8 of them in the fourth quarter, and you guys created most of those on just by great defense.
Well, I think what we scored 19 in the fourth quarter. I told Cheese that, you know, I know we had 27 at the end of the third quarter. I said, we can get to 45. We'll win this. You know, and I thought we had a little bounce to our step. I thought we'd have one big run in this, and we got that run. And even with 2 minutes to go, you know, we're pretty conservative, and Cheese keeps going, pedal the metal. And Grant fired that three and drilled it, and I asked him, can we slow down now? He said, no. So I don't know. You know, he's getting a little more liberal in his old age.
Yeah, because conventional wisdom, we were talking about it up here, too, about 2.5 to go. You're up 8, and normally you might pull it out a little, but as you came into this game, you told Brad, look, we're going to win this game by making it up-tempo, not letting it slow down, and I guess in that situation, you just keep after it.
Yeah, and I said, we're going to miss shots. You know, we're going to miss some shots. We're going to make some bad plays. I don't think we made very many bad plays defensively. You know, boy, we were as good as we've ever been in 6 years here defensively, for as undersized as we were, and Denzel and Tyson just fought like crazy in there. I mean, they just fought, and they're the reasons we won the game, because on the defensive end, they were able to neutralize those two guys, and those guys are good. Those guys are good, and they're big, and we wore them out.
Yeah, and it wasn't the starter so much in Logan. It was Brandon Allen, the real big kid, thick kid body that came in the game. Denzel had him, and that guy reminded me a little bit of the guy from MacArthur that hurt us on Saturday, but you kept him in check.
Yeah, he's kind of like Pudge was. You know, he's good on his feet. He's light on his feet. He moves well. You know, in warmups he was shooting threes, and I told Cheese, I said, he's shooting threes in warmups. He goes, I used to shoot threes in warmups too. Doesn't mean he's going to make them in the game. But, I think, you know, Vice hit one, and I'm not certain that 50 couldn't have hit one too.
Well, the big picture, if you're going to have conference title aspirations, I know it's just December, but you got to defend your home court against another team that might be in the mix, and so this game was huge tonight for you.
Yeah, you can't certainly win the conference in December, but you certainly could lose it in December. And you know, we held serve at home and just played with a lot of toughness and a lot of moxie for our young guards out there again. It's going to be fun to watch those guys develop the next 2.5 years.
All right, table is set. Have a good weekend, an off Saturday for a change.
Off Saturday and two big games next week, and we want to finish off well going into Christmas.
Congratulations, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us in the postgame. We'll take a timeout. Streaks win it tonight, 46-38 over Moline. We'll take a look at the postgame statistics and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance insurance and financial services needs.
Need a little Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I love holiday music.
We need a little Christmas.
Find it on 105.3 KFM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Talking around Christmas tree.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Continuous Christmas music now through Christmas Day on the Christmas Station, 105.3 KFM.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Choose two matching numbers and you'll win that present. Details at WGIL.com.
Tonight, Silver Streaks now 6-2 on the season and 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Moline drops to 4-3 and 1-1 in conference play. Galesburg sophomores lost in double overtime, 71-68. So lots of excitement here at John Thiel Gymnasium tonight, Jim. And statistically, postgame numbers brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. These numbers won't make anybody, you know, real warm on the inside, but nevertheless, the one statistic that matters is the one on the scoreboard, and the numbers we're going to share do add up to an 8-point Galesburg victory.
Yeah, and the one statistic that will not make any Moline fans warm on the inside, maybe hot under the collar as they head home, is that turnover count.
Yeah.
21 against the Maroons and just 8 against the Silver Streaks. So the rest of the numbers compare very favorably. Moline 19 of 53 from the field, 36%. Galesburg 17 of 52, 33%. Rebounds, really, I think, surprising. You know, we thought we could hang in there. I didn't think we'd actually out-rebound Moline, but we had it there at 35 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
And the Maroons had only 5 offensive rebounds. You know, when you're against a team that you're giving away as much size to as that, that's your biggest fear is, oh, okay, maybe they'll miss the first shot, but how many putbacks and third attempts are they going to get with all that size in
there? And there was some of that early on.
But not much late. And the Maroons just not able to make up the difference from long range either. They had a couple of threes here and there, and of course those couple at the end that actually made it a little closer than it was in the final couple of minutes. But that's pretty much the way it stacks up on the stat sheet. And I thought Mike Reynolds summed it up really, really well when he said, you know, you can't win the conference title in December, but you sure can lose it.
Well,
we avoided that tonight.
And that's what happened to Moline last year. They started off 0-4, and in fact, Jeff Schimmel, when we talked to him in the pregame, even said, you know, we knew we'd pretty much taken ourselves out of the conference race early on, so our goal the rest of the way was to be a spoiler. And they certainly did that here at John Thiel Gym last year.
Yeah, and you dig that hole, and especially in a six-team league, you just don't have enough games to dig out of it.
Yeah, that's right. Moline finished 7 of 23 from three-point range. Galesburg 5 of 19. A Western Big Six conference game in which only 17 free throws were shot. So that's kind of a surprise. 15 of them were shot by the home team. So that might get Moline fans a little hot under the collar as well. They were only 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Galesburg, not good. 7 of 15. We talked off air during the break there. Streaks do have to get that figured out because somewhere down the line, they're going to have to shoot free throws well late in a game.
Yeah, well, and I could have rained on Mike's parade a little bit in the postgame there and asked him about that. And obviously he's aware of what's going on, but it didn't cost him tonight. But you're right. If we play Rock Island with a chance to beat them and lose it because we missed free throws, that would be heartbreaking.
Rest of the individual scoring numbers. We'll start off with Moline, which, despite scoring 38 points, put two players in double figures. Tyler Biscontine finished with 12, thanks to 3 three-pointers in the fourth quarter. Brandon Weiss finished with 10. I think that's credit to Galesburg, undersized as they are, to holding him to only 10 points and only one shot in the fourth quarter. He did not score, but he did rebound 12 times. So he did finish with a double-double.
I thought he looked tired at the end. Several times
I would
where
agree.
He looked a little exhausted. He was, you know, just handling the ball out high and was bent over a little bit there.
Tanner Logan, Brandon Allen each finished with 4. Andrew Maffey off the bench with 3. Mitch Owens also finished with 3, and Sean Hanley had 2. Darius Martin got in late but did not score for Moline. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Ethan Meeker was big in the first half when the Streaks were really struggling to score points. He finished with 17. Grant Gibson had 15 all in the second half, and he moves into 11th place on the all-time scoring list. With those 15 points tonight, he goes up to 1,062. Passed Ted Trueblood and Sean Hanlon tonight, and he's 2 points behind Joel Dietrich for 10th place
on
the all-time scoring list.
Young man who started scoring as a freshman in the Galesburg program under Mike Miller.
At No, under Jeff Falk.
Was he under Falk?
Yep. That was a big win down at Quincy that year. That was Joel Dittrich's first game.
I think of Mike because he came back when we were over at the Bloomington Normal Tournament, and Joel had a big game, I think, against Boylan, and Mike was watching that and said, oh, where's this guy coming from? He's a good-looking player. That's why I'm thinking Miller.
So Meeker with 17, Gibson with 15, and again Joel Dittrich next on the scoring list, 2 points ahead of Gibson. Denzel Jones had eight tonight, pretty quiet eight for Denzel, who had some big defensive plays tonight for the Streaks. Tyson Parks with three, including five rebounds. Logan Davis had two. Devin Ross had a point. So everybody who played scored tonight for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And the leading rebounder for Galesburg tonight, Jim Lee, was?
Well, let's see. Parks, he was in the hunt for so many, but I don't think he actually was the leading rebounder. I'm going to go with Meeker.
It was Meeker tonight, believe it or not. He had seven. Gibson had six, Parks had five, and Denzel Jones had four. So good balanced rebounding effort by the Streaks tonight, who win it 46-38. And again, the only two games they've lost this year, they were out-rebounded. Once to Limestone, once to Decatur-MacArthur. In their six victories, they have out-rebounded their opponent. So that's going to be a big number for Galesburg if the first eight games are any indication. Elsewhere in the Western Big Six, we told you United Township did not make the trip to Quincy tonight. That game's been rescheduled for January 10th. Rock Island held Alleman to single digits in all four quarters and won that game 80-26. We'll take a timeout here on the post-game show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
46-38, Galesburg defeats Moline tonight to go to 2-0 in the conference. They remain tied with Rock Island at the top ahead of a game with Quincy next Friday night. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim Lee. We have some candidates. I know who I want to vote for. We were talking off air. I was spouting what I had to say, and now here we are. So what are your thoughts as we talk our way through this here?
Well, I tell you, Meeker, a good job on the boards. Hit a couple of shots that kind of kept us in the game. Ross with a great defensive effort. He only had 1 point, though, and struggled at the line.
Whole team really had a great defensive effort.
Yeah, I mean, you can pick, Denzel Jones, as Mike was saying, the job that he did, giving away all that size. I mean, Tyson Parks gives away some size, but Jones was not only giving away height, he was giving away all that tonnage down there as well. He was a rag doll with that kid that he was trying to guard.
Brandon Allen.
Yeah, and you can make a case for Denzel. We didn't go very deep on the bench tonight. Many times, we see J.J. Range and Eric Thompson and Cavante Shaw, but the intense game like this, the starters had to go a little bit longer. But, I guess even though he really struggled in the first half, didn't score a point, he came on strong in the second half, forced a lot of turnovers, played very physically, and forced some steals out around midcourt. A couple of nice transition passes. I kind of think I'm leaning to Grant Gibson tonight.
Yep, that's who I'm going with, too. Grant had the bucket to get things going in the fourth quarter after Moline had scored nine straight. He got Galesburg back within one at 30-29. He had a three-pointer that put him up by four at 34-30. Had another three-pointer down the stretch, the one that Mike Reynolds referenced there in the postgame that and Steve Cheesman was saying, pedal to the metal. And Grant came out and knocked one down, up eight. That put us up 11. And even in all of that, one of the ones I think about is the pass he made to Logan Davis.
Yeah, that's
streaming
right.
Streaming in from the right side of the baseline.
Right, yep. And that was Logan's only 2 points, and that was a big bucket at that time,
too. Because he threw the defense in the lane as he charged in there and then just dumped it off to Davis, who was coming in from the right side. And I thought that was a huge play at the time.
Yeah, Logan just gave us a couple of minutes tonight, but they were good minutes. He was able to keep a couple of balls alive in there, too. And so tip of the cap for Davis, giving us a little energy off the bench.
So Grant Gibson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, again, he's 2 points away from cracking the top 10 on the all-time scoring list. All right, Galesburg girls in Maine South. That'll be a tough one. Tomorrow, 2:10 pregame, Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson here on WGIL. Galesburg boys off until next Friday night when the Streaks play Quincy. And then Saturday night at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout for a 5 o'clock start up there. Jim, pleasure as always. Safe travels on the way home.
The road is going to be better than it was coming over. I'm confident the snow plows will have had a chance to touch it at least. 34 was awful coming over here tonight. 5 accidents I counted. And so
wow.
if anybody's just left the gym a little while ago and driving, do go a little slower. Get home in one piece. And you know, if not you, your car as well. I saw a lot of dented up cars out there on the road, too, that would just try to go a little too fast out there tonight. So it's great to be in a hot gymnasium. And, you know, this is one of the best crowds of the year here tonight. All the students have just brought a lot of energy having the band here in a big conference game with Moline, and to come away a winner. This is why we do this. This is a lot of fun.
Yep, sure was. 46-38 the final, and it started off very exciting as well with a sophomore game going double overtime, but Galesburg ended up the short end of that one, 71-68. So that's it from John Thiel Gymnasium for tonight for the Galesburg boys. For Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Safe travels wherever you may be and wherever you may be going this weekend, and have a wonderful weekend. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.